Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It's a quiet Palm Sunday with Christians staying home because of the coronavirus outbreak. Many churches are streaming masses live. St. Patrick's Cathedral is one of them. Cardinal Dolan is joining us on the Newsline. Happy Palm Sunday, Cardinal.
A blessed Palm Sunday and Holy Week and Passover to you, Tanya, and to all our listeners.
Cardinal, this is such a strange time with empty churches during such an important season.
Yeah, it's counterintuitive. We're used to seeing standing room only and people at St. Patrick's flooding out into Fifth Avenue. And in about an hour and a half, I'm going to go over to St. Patrick's Cathedral to offer Palm Sunday Mass and to open Holy Week. And it's going to be me and about three priests, Tanya, and maybe somebody leading the singing. And that's about it. And it's going to be a very strange feeling. Now, in the eyes of faith, we know that God is still with us. Emmanuel, God is with us, as our Jewish neighbors remind us all the time, and that you don't need a huge throng of people to make the Mass work, to make the Mass efficacious. It's our faith, and it's the power of Jesus that does that. So it's also a time, even though we're missing the folks with us, and they tell us they're missing us, it's also a time to make an act of faith to say God is still with us.
And it seems to be such a dark time, and we do need to feel the light.
We do need to feel the light, but doesn't that set us up for a week from today, Tanya? We're going to go from the darkness, the utter darkness of that first Good Friday afternoon. You remember the evangelist says the sun went into eclipse. That's how dark it was. You remember the evangelist tells us the earth tremored in a sorrow with an earthquake. That's how sad and somber it was that first Good Friday. And then the dramatic transition from evil to goodness, from darkness to light, from death to life that came on Easter. We're going to need that more than ever. We're going to need that more than ever this year because, darn it, we're not afraid to admit we find ourselves in a lot of darkness now, and we need the light.
And it seems more important than ever that we have television and the internet so you can be streaming masses online or, broadcasting on television for people who are stuck at home.
Yeah, just look today. I mean, I appreciate what you guys are doing, and I hope everybody's okay there. You guys are on the front lines, too. But you're keeping us together. You're keeping us informed. And as you just mentioned, we're able to utilize this technology to get out and be with the people. This isn't the best way to get our ratings up there, Tanya.
This is not exactly what you want.
No. The live streaming from St. Patrick, the Catholic Channel, the SiriusXM 129 Catholic Faith Network. PIX is even going to do us live today on Palm Sunday, 10 a.m. Mass from St. Patrick's, and next Sunday, Easter Sunday, 10 a.m. Mass from St. Patrick's. So we're using everything. And I'm so in admiration of my priests. They're so pastorally innovative and keeping in touch with the people through live streaming the masses. Because this is interesting, Tanya. Even though our folks can tune in to the Holy Father's Mass in Rome, my Mass at St. Patrick's, they kind of are more comfortable with their own priest and their own parish. So all of our pastors, and that's so understandable and beautiful, all our pastors are now live streaming their masses because people feel at home there in their parish. So we're making lemonade out of lemon.
Cardinal Dolan, this outbreak is frightening, and so many people are afraid. What is your message for them on Palm Sunday?
My message is the message of Jesus. How often he said, be not afraid, be not afraid. Fear is useless. What is needed is trust, he told us. Now, that doesn't mean he doesn't want us to be concerned. That doesn't mean he doesn't want us to be responsible, careful, cautious. You bet he does. Use the brains we gave you. Use the brains my Heavenly Father gave you. But he's also saying, don't let your concern turn into worry and anxiety, because just kind of take a deep breath, believe that God's going to get us through this, believe in the inner strength that you have, believe in the friends and family and neighbors that you got, believe in our extraordinarily selfless medical professionals, and most of all, trust in God, and we'll get through this. Fear is useless. What is needed is trust.
Cardinal Dolan, thank you so much.
A blessed one, Tanya. Bye-bye.
Cardinal Dolan joining us live on this Palm Sunday.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.